This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Small business people were repeatedly invoked in the debate over the fiscal cliff, how their taxes would be affected, their customers' taxes, and how that might affect business. Steve Presser is one of those small business people. He's the longtime owner of Big Fun Toy Store in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. He sells toys, collectibles, and Cleveland Pride products. Mr. Presser, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Bottom line, is this fiscal cliff deal good or bad for your small business?
I think it's going to be good in the sense that people now, some of the uncertainty has been answered. But for us, there's a lot of questions of what's going to be left after people pay a higher tax. It's our customer base that I'm more concerned about, not me individually.
And I assume, Steve, you're talking about payroll taxes going up.
Right. Payroll tax seems to have the most significant effect. Again, what happens with my client base and customers is what will be left after. My store is based on disposable income, and so that would be the strongest effect, is what's left after for those to spend in small businesses like mine.
How was your Christmas season?
I actually had a really good Christmas season. Sales were up, and I'll run the final numbers actually today, but I can tell you almost every day was up, comparable to last year. So I'm enthusiastic about what's happening in retail.
Steve, you said it gives you a little more certainty. What does this fiscal cliff deal give you more certainty about as a business person?
Well, uncertainty and certainty, you know, affect people. When you don't know exactly what's going to happen, there's confusion out there. I think the certainty is we know what's going to happen economically for individuals. What we don't know is what's going to happen after that effect. So certainly in the sense of knowing that a deal has been reached helps out for businesses.
What would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say your confidence in the economy is right now, your business confidence?
My confidence has gone up to the 7 or 8 range. I think that now people are starting to let loose with the purse strings a little bit more.
Huh.
And they're starting to enjoy and spend a little bit more. And I think that's what we need to have happen. And more spending, what we need more than most, is in the local marketplace, on mom and pops, the main streets.
Now, how many employees do you have right now?
Right now, we have roughly 5 employees.
Do you have enough confidence in the coming year that you are willing to hire anybody else?
I would hope. In fact, I'm going to be hiring in the year 2013 because, again, I'm an optimist. And like most small businesses, we end up paying our employees before we pay the owners.
Right.
But I think we're going to start to see more of that. And, you know, businesses have to be more flexible in how they run and operate their businesses.
Steve, are your personal income taxes going up under this deal or no?
No, I would love to say when you see a $450,000 number, I'd be like, oh my goodness, you know, it goes back to the days of the racetrack days of my father when you had a ticket that was over $1,000, you had to pay 20%. And his theory was, and a lot of people grumbled about it, oh my God, I got to give 20% back. His theory is he's got 80% more. He's got $800 more than what he started with. In theory, sure, we would all love to be paying that tax increase, small business people at the $450,000 level. So, you know, in the next years to come, sure, that would be my greatest joy would be to pay a tax increase on that level.
Okay. Steve Presser in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thanks so much, and happy, healthy New Year to the whole gang at APM.